Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. October 16th, morning. Come and eat. Jesus said to them, "Come and eat breakfast." John chapter 21, verse 12. With these words, the believer is invited to a holy nearness with Jesus. Come and eat implies the same table and food. Sometimes it means to sit side by side and lean our head on the Savior's arm, but it is always to be brought into the banqueting house where His banner over me is love. From Song of Solomon 2:4. Come and eat gives us a vision of our union with Jesus, and the only food that we can feast on when we dine with Jesus is Jesus Himself. Oh, what union! That we feed on Jesus is a depth which reason cannot fathom. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. John 6:56. It is also an invitation to enjoy fellowship with the saints. Christians may differ on a variety of points, but they have one spiritual appetite. If we cannot all feel alike, at least we can all feed alike. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world, says John 6:33. At the table of fellowship with Jesus, we are one bread and one cup. Get nearer to Jesus and you will be linked more and more in spirit to all who are sustained by the same heavenly manna. If you are closer to Jesus, you will be close to other believers. We also see in these words the source of strength for every Christian. To look at Christ is to live, but for strength to serve Him, we must come and eat. We are unnecessarily weak when we neglect this precept. We do not need to be on a diet, rather, we should feast on choice pieces, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of well-refined wines on the lees. Isaiah 25:6. From this feast we will build up strength for the Master's service. If you desire nearness to Jesus and a love for His people, and strength from Him, then by faith, come and eat with Him. October 16th, evening. The Fountain. For with you is the fountain of life. Psalm 36, verse 9. There are times in our spiritual experience when human counsel or sympathy or religious ordinances fail to comfort or help. Why does our gracious God permit this? Perhaps it is because we have been living too much without Him. He therefore takes everything that we have been depending on in order to drive us to Him. It is a blessed thing to live at the fountainhead. While our skin bottles are full, we are, like Hagar and Ishmael, content to go into the wilderness. But when they are empty, nothing will do but Him who sees me. Genesis 16:13. We are like the prodigal. We love the swine pens and not our Father's house. Remember, we can even make swine pens and husks out of religious forms. They may be blessed things, but we may put them in God's place and then they become valueless. Anything becomes an idol when it keeps us from God. Even the bronze serpent is to be despised and called Nehushtan, a piece of brass, from 2 Kings 18:4, if we worship it instead of God. The prodigal was never safer than when he was driven to his father's home. Our Lord brings famine to make us seek Him. The best position for a Christian is to be living fully on God's grace, to be abiding where we first stood, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. 2 Corinthians 6:10. Never think that your standing is in your sanctification, humility, accomplishments, or feelings. Your salvation is only because Christ offered a full atonement. You are complete in Him and have nothing of your own to trust in. rest only on the merits of Jesus, for he is the only ground of confidence. Beloved, when you are made thirsty, be sure to turn eagerly to the fountain of life.